Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern, Southern Rock, to bring in a special guest right now. We've been running PSAs about this, and it's a very cool exhibit at the West Baton Rouge Museum. They are featuring addiction art by Ben Peabody. He is a Baton Rouge-based artist on the line with us now to talk about it. Ben, thank you so much for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So tell us about your works titled Art and Addiction, a little bit of your backstory and what compelled you to create art in this way.
All right. This is actually a series that's been going for 24 years. In 1999, I was the foundation director at Baton Rouge Community College and helped start that school. And lo and behold, the first semester, we didn't have enough art teachers. So I have a degree in art. And so I wound up teaching one of the classes, and my students, we had a wellness fair at the end of the semester, you know, ask if we could do something for the library for the wellness fair. And so I asked my students all to do some work for it. And one of them asked me, Mr. Peabody, what are you going to do? And I said, nothing, I'm the teacher. And so I wound up doing a piece of artwork because besides the art teacher, foundation director, I also kind of was the free therapist or counselor for anyone that had any problems with drugs, alcohol, or anything, substance abuse at the school. And so I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do something about y'all in a piece of artwork. And that's how the first piece came about in 1999. And after that, I kind of just started doing it because I work with people in therapy. I'm in recovery myself for 34 years. And so over the time of 24 years, I've created 41 pieces all on addiction. And for some reason, I was never had a desire to sell any of them. I wanted to keep them and use them as a way to educate and start a dialogue with people who had problems. And I had them here at my house, and people would come by and actually bring their families over to discuss these pieces with their children and other people. One out of three people have or know someone with an addiction problem. So they were becoming quite popular here at the house. And so at some point, they talked to me and they said, we need to go public because people like to use them as the third person. They talk about the artwork and what it's saying, and then they really don't have to reveal that themselves, and they feel very comfortable in that type setting.
I do a lot of work with the Grove Recovery Center in Ascension, and one of the things that they tell us is that the most difficult part for people, whether they have an addiction or have a family member that is dealing with one, is getting that first conversation started. So through your art, as you just mentioned, it's a comfortable way for the conversation to begin.
Yes, and the pieces are very powerful, and I cover every addiction from gambling to drugs, to alcohol, to sex. I kind of cover the whole ramp of all of them. And so someone can find something that relates to them. And I'm up to date on ones, even on fentanyl, because with such the fentanyl crisis in the United States and in Baton Rouge. So people can really go up, and I've had many, many people go up with their children and be looking at talking at the thing, talking about the piece. And the child may say, Mother, when we get home, I will explain this whole piece to you, and I will tell you everything I've ever done. And I've had the mothers call me back and say, thank you so much, Ben. This opened a dialogue I've been trying to have with my child for 10 years. She just didn't want to talk to me, but some reason when we looked at the artwork, it loosened her up. I guess she felt embarrassed me asking dumb questions. And when we got home, said we had a great conversation. I've had this happen many times, and people are looking at it and were crying. And I went up and I said, are you okay? And they said, yes, this is so moving. It's so powerful. My son, my daughter, my granddaughter has a problem, and they need to come see this addiction so they can understand that there is hope, there is recovery, and there's life after addiction that's even better than they ever thought. So, you know, I try to put that in the pieces where there's more than just desperation, you know, sabotage, where they're hurting themselves, that eventually if they get in the program, they surrender and they start working some type of 12-step program or whichever program they feel comfortable with, they will change and become the person they really want to be. And I mean, it's kind of remarkable to see people and the changes. I guess I love seeing the changes and the positive attitudes of, you know, people young and old after they've got through recovery and they're, you know, they put their addiction aside.
What a powerful story there, Ben. I guess I wasn't quite expecting what I would hear today, but I am moved. We're chatting with Baton Rouge-based artist Ben Peabody about his exhibit at the West Baton Rouge Museum on addiction.
It increases the awareness and understanding of the mental health and the substance use disorders, and, you know, and it breaks down the stigma. That's what we're trying to do. The whole show over there with West Baton Rouge is to break down the stigma of addiction so people just feel more comfortable talking about it. It used to be in the olden days, you would just say, you know, don't use drugs, you know, be careful, you know, what's out there. Now it's like I'm trying to warn them before. There's fentanyl in grass, right, in marijuana. If they're buying it on the street, it's very likely that it could have fentanyl in it. And next thing you know, we've had three people last month, young people smoking marijuana and died because it had fentanyl in it. So, I mean, we have a danger out there now. Now you have to warn them ahead of time. Be careful what you take. Adderall, Xanax, anything that they buy off the street that's not a prescribed drug from a physician is dangerous. And I hear it every day. Well, I bought some the other day from my friend. I was out of Adderall. And so I just got, my friend had some. And boy, were they good. I said, yeah, they had fentanyl in them probably. And sure enough, fentanyl is very, very addictive. And after just two or three times using it, you want that again. And I hear that over and over again from people I help. And these aren't bad people. These are just regular college kids who are taking Adderall and have been taking it all their life, or they take Xanax and, you know, they're experimenting. But the experiment now is life or death.
What can you tell us about the exhibit itself as far as the hours, how long it's going on, and where can folks learn more who are listening right now?
The West Baton Rouge, again, I want to commend them for doing this. It runs till June the 4th. It's open every day except Monday. The museum's open. We have four different events that will be happening during the run of this show. We have a wonderful art teacher who works with therapy from adults to children on trauma and addiction households. And she's going to do a workshop on a Saturday, May the 20th, which is going to be most a full day of working with people. So we have a lot of different events where we're trying to address people have problems. And so it's not just the art show itself. It's the art show and lots of other programs that go along with it. We're going to be giving out Narcan at the Parents' Night over there with fentanyl test strips. So a lot of different things we have that's really trying to educate the people, bring awareness, and offer them something instead of, you know, just coming and saying, well, you're going to hear this lecture. You can leave with some Narcan that can save one's life.
All right, Ben, your website, benpeabody.com. West Baton Rouge Museum's website is westbatonrougemuseum.org, going on through June 4th. It's been a pleasure to speak with you this afternoon, Ben, and I thank you so much for sharing your story and for everything that you do here.
And if you have 2 minutes one day and you want to meet me over there, I'll explain all 41 pieces to you and you'll leave there doing, oh my goodness, that's something.
Well, I look forward to it, Ben. Thank you.
And I appreciate so much you doing this. This is a tremendous amount of help to the public of Baton Rouge, West Baton Rouge, and anyone that can hear your station. They need to know this, and it's something that's very, very helpful down the road for anyone. I guarantee you would enjoy it. And yeah, thank you very much.